Last time that we wanted to come, our budget was finished and we didn't have any money and we didn't know if we can't reach to Greece, what we have to do. We even didn't have money for buying life jackets, and my mother was very worried about that. My sister, my big sister, she said, "I don't let you to go like this." But we insist and we said we don't need that. If we can't reach the Europe, we don't care about our lives. And she was very angry, and my mother also, and they didn't let us to don't buy. And my sister borrowed money from a friend in a smuggler house, and we bought it, and we moved with Dolmush and like the other times many people. And when we reached to beach, it was like 5 or 6 o'clock, and they told us to wait in the field while our men, they were making the boat, because boat needed air and it needed to fix. And they went there, and all the women were waiting in the field. And after 1 hour they came, just the smuggler came, and he said, "You should move to beach, hurry up, hurry up." There was a woman and she was pregnant. She couldn't move fast. My sister, she went to help her to take her case. And me, there was a woman that she had a child, and she had a lot of stuff. It was a big sack and it was very heavy. And me and my another sister, we was helping to woman, because she was carrying her baby. Because we couldn't move fast to beach if we didn't help them. And it was very, very heavy. And the smuggler was saying, "Run, run, run." 1 meter to beach, her man came and helped her. And my sister was very angry, my little sister, she was very angry, because we throw our stuff in trash can, because or in the prison every time, because every time we tried to reach to Greece, we knew that it's very heavy to have this stuff. And we throw out our stuff to trash to be able to run. And at the end, we had to carry stuff of another people. And we went to the boat. The boat was near the beach, and we should to go to the sea. And then we could go to the boat. But it was many person, like 30 person, and they didn't thought about another person, and everyone was putting himself in the water, in the sea, and try to reach to take the boat. And a smuggler was taking the boat, and he was shouting, "Go, go to the boat, go to the boat." And everyone was very, very fast to reach the boat. After when we was in the boat, we couldn't understand that our family is in a boat or not. And we was shouting the names, and it was dark also. And we was saying the names, "Are you here? Are you here?" And then everyone was in the boat, and The captain start. He start and he turn on the boat, and no one wanted to sit on the edge of boat because they thought it's because it was dangerous and women was pushing each other to sitting on the floor. And at the end, my mother and my sisters, they were in the end of boat, and we was in front. And I was sitting in the floor, but there was a woman, the pregnant woman, and I gave my seat to her, she sits on the floor. And I sit on the edge. My mother was, "Hey girl, sit on the floor, sit on the floor." But I said, but she was very far and she couldn't do anything. And I sit on the edge. After 10 minutes, 20 minutes, Zahra joined me and she also sits on the edge. And some of the men, they were already sitting on the edge. At the beginning, everyone was very excited and very worried about the police, and they were always looking to the sea, to the darkness, to find the police, if it's police there or not. And if they see a light, they were, "Please, please, police, police." One time it happened, there was a small light in the sea, but it was very, very far. And someone said, "Hey, police, police, go faster, captain, go faster." In the boat had three or four hole, and a man was sitting there, and he put his finger in the holes, and he didn't say to anyone that there is a hole. And also the water was coming in the boat after half an hour. And after half an hour, everyone was just, they weren't that very worried about light, and everyone was praying, and they was just very, very silent. And just sometimes someone was saying this way, this way. And I was watching the sky because everywhere was dark and very, very silent. And the light was just from the stars. My head was up and I was watching the stars. And I was thinking about my life, and I really didn't care that moment. I really didn't care about my life, about my future, and I was just thinking that very relaxed, maybe this is the last moments of my life. And it was very, very relaxed and good. So I was saying, watch the stars. It's very beautiful. Until the end, there was a boy, and he was all the time saying, very whispering, "I know, I know, we reach this time I know we reach. And after 1 hour and half, we reached to the Greece. Everyone was very, very, very excited and happy. My mother was crying, my sister also. And she hugged all of us, and she was crying very loud, everyone. And after, when we reached, our boat came to the in front of the airport, and they told us, another people, they told us, when you reach to the airport, just hit the boat with knife and rip the boat, because if police find you with boat, they would force you to go back to the Turkey. And men, after happy and hugging, men were hitting with knife to ruin the boat, and then they pushed the boat to the sea. And then we went, there wasn't anyone, and it was very, very quiet. And after, it was, because it was very quiet and no one was there, two or three person, they had doubt about this is Greece or not. My brother was very, very worried. Is this Greece or we came to the another part of Turkey? He was looking for a flag. And even when we was in Turkey, we didn't search about the flag of Greece. And when we saw a flag with white and blue colors, my brother was, is this the, he searched and he said, this is the flag of Greece. And then when we saw that there isn't any people, because I think when we reached to Greece, it was a holiday and the weather was very cold, so no one was in the beach. We all decided to make fire, and then maybe someone see us and they called the police. And we just sit in the beach, we made a fire, and we fired our life jackets, and we dried our clothes. And also when we made a fire, we danced next to the fire. Children and all the people, men and after women. And after, even after fire, no one, police didn't came, and we decided to go to the street and find someone and say to them, call to the police. And at the end, two person went inside the airport, and there was a pharmacy, and they went inside, and the doctor came out. I think she saw they are joking, and she came out and she saw all the people, fit and very tired. And she saw us, really? You came now to Greece from the sea? And we said, yes. She didn't know what to do. And she asked again, oh, you came from the sea with boat? We said yes, and she said, okay, I will call to the police. We said, just call to the police, no problem.